afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel. And
joining us today, as always, or as usual, as I like to say, or sometimes they say as sometimes. Sometimes Siegel sits in your chair.
I know. It's me, Kyle Dodson.
Kyle Dodson. Kyle Dodson funny.
Yep.
Am I loud enough? I can't tell. It's a little low in my cans.
You want your cans turned up?
You guys are coming in fine. Okay, this is nice. This
hear yourself?
Nice.
You good?
Yeah.
This sounds better than when we were recording with Christy 3 seconds ago. Why is that?
It's my powerful tones.
Because I set all this up this time.
Why didn't you adjust it one beforehand?
I adjusted it during.
Okay. This is a late night record, second one. We just recorded with Christy. So if you remember from that episode... no, actually you won't because this one airs before it. Okay.
How can you even keep track? When is this supposed to come out? Like March?
This will come out in May of 2004. No, I can actually tell you when this will drop. I know who's doing the artwork is already done. The artwork was done for
You're kidding.
I showed it to you.
Oh, that's right.
The artwork was done for this. Then we got guests and a couple things happened, so I had to keep pushing it. When the artwork was done, we hadn't even recorded it yet, but Jamie Whitlock did the artwork for this.
Okay.
This episode tonight, and this episode will drop the first week in February.
First week in February. Okay.
First week in February. Yep.
And by then, I will be on the road. I can have something to plug now.
That's great.
Go ahead and plug it now. That you can plug it at the end.
February 2nd through 8th, I will be at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas.
Oh, congratulations!
At the Sin City Comedy Club, nice. And then the 17th through the 22nd, whatever that Tuesday through Saturday is, I will be in Chicago.
Are you closing all those shows?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So in at Zany's, I will be downtown Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday in St. Charles at the Pheasant Run Resort.
In all honesty, what if you get an amazing feature in Vegas? What do you do?
Oh, I think I do have I think John Bazaar is on the show with me, who's been around forever.
He's going to be featuring for you?
Yeah, I know.
I hear John Bazaar is, he has crazy stories.
So he's bizarre.
You need to sit him.
I'm going to get him on the Travel Tales podcast
for
sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He lived in, I think, I want to say Amsterdam or something for years or something.
He's friends with my concert wife, Suzanne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she loves John Bazaar.
Well, maybe Suzanne should come to the show. See a double bill of Bazaar and Siegel.
She is currently on tour.
With?
She's managing someone.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this a secret? We can't talk about it?
I don't know if I can talk about it or not.
Oh, maybe on a future episode of Rock Solid, we'll know what your concert wife is up to.
All right. We'll let you know.
But anyway, if you're around, do that.
How were your holidays?
It was great.
Two months ago.
Went skiing for Christmas up in Mammoth,
First
California.
First time skiing since when?
2 years. It's been a couple of years.
So how long did it take you to get your ski legs back?
Fell right back into it, man. It was great.
That's good, because I haven't skied in like 4 or 5 years.
I have not skied in about 6 years.
It'll come back to you pretty quick.
I'm a little nervous, though. Do you wear a helmet when you ski now?
I do now, yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I
was thinking of Liam Neeson's wife. That's what...
I had a bad fall once. I think I got a concussion, but I never got it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you had a helmet on too, didn't you?
No, not at the time, no. Now I always wear a helmet.
When I skied in high school, we would ski in a place called Blue Knob.
Yep.
And also the way my penis looks
Come
right
on
now.
Now. Hey, hey.
And it was sometimes a sheet of ice coming down there.
You mean, by sometimes, do you mean always?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no, same with us. I had to learn in Wisconsin.
It's crazy.
You know, it was like Wilmot Mountain. It was just, you know, a garbage hill.
How did our parents just let us do stuff?
You know, they didn't know.
No, yeah.
They didn't know what it was like up there.
I never rode a bike with a helmet. I never did anything with a helmet.
Let me tell you something. When I was in, I don't even know if I was in high school, we would go out to, one of the summer jobs would be, you would go to Baroner's Farms and you would pick strawberries. Your parents would drop you off at Baroner's and then they would put you in this big truck that had like wooden, what do you call that truck, Kyle?
Like a pallet truck?
Like a pallet truck that had sides on it. And they would, all the kids would get in there like they were migrant workers and stand up. And we would fly down the
highway.
Down the highway to these fields. It was, You would never do that anymore.
I remember when during the blizzard. I think it was either it was a huge blizzard in Chicago.
Is this during the Blizzard of Oz?
It was. Randy Rhodes was there. And look what happened to him. Didn't wear a helmet.
I was picking strawberries with Rudy Sarzo and Tommy Aldridge. Go ahead.
It was a blizzard. It was like 78, 79, so I'm a kid. And there was just... And it was every road covered in snow. And it was just like coming down really hard one night. And so my dad, or my friend's dad, like tied a rope behind his station wagon to a sled. And we all, a big toboggan and like a six-man toboggan. And then he would drive down the road and we would be swinging to each side on a sled.
That's insane.
It's like the most dangerous thing.
My kids want to ride their Razor scooter. I make them put their helmet on. It's insane.
And they're still in the driveway.
They're in our driveway. We would sled ride right up one block up from my parents' house where they still live today. We would sled ride. It was a graveyard.
Yeah.
It was a graveyard. But down the middle, it was open space.
There was one path down the middle.
Right. But they're all along the side, tombstones. I mean, it was insane.
That's respectful of the dead.
Well, I know. But I would be like, what are you going to do? We're going to go up to the graveyard and sled ride. Okay, have fun. How is that okay?
On the sled on the town's founding fathers.
Yes. How is that okay? And it is one of these graveyards. Like the tombstones are like 1814, Jebediah Smith.
You can't even read some of them.
You can't even read some of them.
Civil War tombstones and stuff.
It's really crazy.
We were growing up in the era of Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
So every kid, we made ramps.
Yeah.
We jumped stuff. Like horrible wipeouts. I remember crashing hard, really hard.
I can remember jumping off like things that were like higher than like the lower roof of my house right now. We would just jump off and hit the ground and tuck and roll. How?
My friend built a cannon once.
A human cannon?
Like a cannon, like out of like a log, and he put like a
potato gun or something like that.
He put like a softball in it,
okay,
and then launched it. But my parents are like, "Where are you going?" I'm like, "Kyle Lang made a cannon. We're gonna go watch him shoot it." And they're like, "Okay."
Here's what we used to do. We used to take soda or beer cans. Now, this was when they weren't aluminum yet, so you could take a can opener to the top and the bottom.
Right.
And you could take the top and bottom off. And what we would do is we'd take the top and bottom off about six beer cans, okay? And we would duct tape those all together. Then the bottom beer can, you would just pull the tab, okay? So that you wouldn't take the top and bottom off, but and you would tape that on. And then the bottom, you would put a nail hole right in the center. Then you would put lighter fluid in that bottom part. And then you would grab the whole can and you would shake it, okay, like this. And then you'd hold it and you would put a match or a lighter to that opening at the bottom. And it would go, I mean, it would be so loud. So then we started to put a racquetball in it.
Uh-huh.
And that thing would shoot like three blocks away. It was insane. And my parents, I can remember.
This sounds awesome, by the way.
I
think we do this tonight.
I can remember. I would be sitting on the back porch, and my mom would go, "What are you doing?" And we go, "Oh, we're making a cannon." Okay, how is that okay?
I remember doing something like that with like tennis ball cans. We did stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, tennis ball, because tennis balls used to come
in a
steel metal can.
Yeah.
Yeah, like now they'll probably say, like, "Hey, don't play racquetball." One time, Jimi Hendrix was walking down the street. Yeah, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Or whatever, Jimi Henderson was walking down
the
street. Got hit with a racquetball in the head.
I always wanted to know how Jimi Hendrix died. Now we know.
See, I'm not a parent, though, but, I mean, we survived all that stuff. We never wore seatbelts. We never did any of that. So, I mean, at some point when you're, you know... Do you find yourself when you're yelling at your daughters to put on a helmet in the driveway? Do you go, "Come on, what am I saying? Am I doing this for the other neighbors who see, or am I?"
Here's the thing. Here's why I do it. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I don't want to go to the emergency room with a split skull.
How many times did your parents go to the emergency room with you and your brothers or sisters or whatever?
Maybe once.
Once.
Yeah.
I broke my arm once. My sister.
I didn't break an arm. I think I have a scar on one of my eyes. I was crawling under the coffee table and I came up and nicked it.
Yeah, I broke my arm and was falling off of monkey bars. Yeah. But that was it. I was like five. But
I've been in the emergency room. Rita fell off the monkey bars and fractured her elbow. So.
Is your daughter Mike Siegel?
Yeah.
I daughters might see.
Did she wear a helmet on those monkey bars?
No.
What a shitty parent you are.
It's at school. They don't have helmets.
She didn't wear elbow pads. I know that.
But we make them wear helmets to school now, though. Get your, put your helmet on.
It used to be only the special kids.
Yeah, the special kids.
Used to be just the special kids in the short bus. But we had good radio bringing it back to music. Look at that.
None of this has anything to do with our
topic.
Do you want to hear a listener call?
Got a listener call for us?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, David Wilde was on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw the photo, and you told me when this comes out, it will be after that.
Yes.
And I will have heard this by now, but apparently you talked about me all the time.
He was great. He kept saying, "This is my jam," for April. And he kept referring to Christy. He didn't say her name. He just called her Legs.
Oh, man.
And then he would make a bunch of drug references about you.
Oh, my God.
Now Murray's going to be like, "Why did David Wilde say anything about me?"
He doesn't listen to your episodes. That's what he told me. He doesn't listen to the Murray episodes. So you got a phone call. Let's hear it.
Who's this from?
Rock Solid. This is Andrew Rich.
Andrew.
Hey.
Rock Solid Guide.
Yay.
Don't really have a favorite of 2014 just yet.
Oh wait, we already played this. This is I queued up the wrong one. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Andrew.
You make mistakes from time to time, and it pisses us off.
Mm-hmm.
This is Paul Stanley from Kiev, and I just like to say you should dedicate a whole show to me. You should call it "Kiss My Ass and Go Fuck Yourself, Pat."
Okay. Well, we will definitely do that.
I brought in one sound bite, though. I mean, I thought of you whenever this movie comes on. And, you know, you're a big Steely Dan fan, so this is from the movie Knocked Up. This is one of my favorite.
I'm just saying, the music industry is different now. Steely Dan would never even have a chance.
Well, maybe it's because Steely Dan gargles my balls.
They're incredible.
They really aren't good, man.
Old Steely Dan.
If I ever listen to Steely Dan, I want you to slice my head off with an Al Jarreau LP.
That's great.
Gargles
is
my balls.
Is that from 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Knocked Up. That's from Knocked Up, yeah.
Is that the part where they're on shrooms?
No. They're just sitting around having dinner. The two ladies are there.
I want to tell you this. Podcast-a-thon was the day after Thanksgiving, and one of the incentives was we did a couple of Rock Solid auctions, and one of them was to co-host this show with the co-host of their choice, not with me, but with one of the other four co-hosts.
I thought it was going to be with you.
No. It was with one of the other four, and then I said that I would actually move into the producer chair, and Kyle could go fuck himself.
Yeah, hear, hear.
But so anyway, the winner of this is Benjamin Weber, and the person he chose to co-host the show with
is Murray.
is Mike Siegel.
All right. Hey, Benjamin. Thank you, man.
Yeah, Benjamin Weber. I have a topic for you, too. I'm going to give it to you so
good.
I can plan. The topic he'd like to do is Canadian music.
Canadian music.
Because he's from Canada.
Oh, where in Canada?
I live an hour west of Toronto.
Okay, the big city.
Hence the topic of choice.
Okay.
But he's planning a trip here to Los Angeles, and so when he does, we will get him in here.
Sounds like it might be a little rush heavy.
Get that scheduled. It might be. There's lots up there. Neil Young's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Benjamin, shoot me an email and let me know what size T-shirt you wear, and I'll make sure that there'll be a Rock Solid T-shirt here for you.
And Seth Rogen, who we just heard from Canada. Yes. There you go.
There you go.
He's a Vancouver guy.
Look at this. We tied it all together.
See? Bringing it all around.
So, Benjamin, I
look forward to though. Do we have a date set? We don't have.
No. Once he tells us when he's coming to California, I'm sure when he does that, you'll be out of town. Be in Egypt.
I'll be out of town.
But we will definitely
Skype it. We'll Skype the show.
Oh, I would never Skype. I turned down... I turned down interviewing Hart by phone.
Yeah.
Because it's just not going to be good.
It's not the same.
It's not going to be good. So.
Oh, we got to get them in here. That would be awesome.
I know. It's so hard, though. I don't know why, but it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on some guests, though. We are working on guests. We're working on someone that Siegel and I will sit down with.
I can't wait.
I'm not going to tell you who, but it's. I will tell you it's a drummer. That's all I'm saying. All right. So you ready for the topic?
War and Peace.
I just
jumped it right there.
I just jumped right in. You came up with this topic.
Yeah.
These are songs with either war or peace in the title.
Or if you're Siegel, some of the songs don't have.
I got a couple. I played a little loosey-goosey with the rules.
Okay, because you couldn't find enough with war and peace in the title?
Well, the other ones I had, I found with war and peace. They're all war ones that I've do. But you know, I didn't like the other ones. I like these better. But they're all war related. They're all about war.
Are you
going
to play Megadeth, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying?
No. Right. You'll see.
Is that
you'll
even
see.
A song? That's an album, but I don't know if it's a song.
The song is called Peace Sells.
Peace Sells.
Peace Sells.
And then I'm buying, friend. That's all right. I'm buying.
Well, he did bring an excerpt of War and Peace.
I did.
Read by Seth Rogen.
I'll be reading that. Gargles my balls.
I'm gonna play a war song, then a peace song, then a war song.
Me too. I broke
song.
It up that way.
And what's first? War.
I started with war.
Yeah.
What is it good for, guys?
Absolutely
I
nothing.
See, I didn't bring that in because
I didn't
like
either.
That song. I didn't like that song.
I like Bruce's version.
How did it go?
Oh, good guy. Ha. What are you hey. Okay.
Who wants to start?
You start.
All right, I will. Well, we're going to fire it off. We're going to go old school, hard, heavy, mean. You mentioned him earlier.
Uh-oh.
Black Sabbath, buddy. War Pigs.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning brainwash minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Come on, you can't kick it off any better than that.
You know what's funny is I don't like that song.
Come on, what?
I know, I don't know. I don't like a lot of Black Sabbath songs. I like Ozzy solo. I don't like many Black Sabbath songs.
Really?
I know, it's weird.
You didn't like the Paranoid album.
I like Paranoid.
Okay, I don't like Iron Man. That's a little ridiculous to me, but
I like Iron Man.
You do?
Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm talking to the Kiss fan.
I love the Mob Rules.
Yeah,
I love Neon Knights. But these are
you're
with
more of a Dio guy.
I like.
But he doesn't like Dio solo.
But I don't like Dio solo. It's weird.
You're an enigma.
I like Digital Bitch when Ian Gillan sings with him.
Mm-hmm. That's a great song.
But I don't know why.
That's one of my favorite ones. So we agree to disagree on
well,
that.
Well, that's
one.
I mean, I have it in here. I have it in my iTunes.
I'm sure you do. And never play it.
It came. I know. Although it's funny, in the cans, it sounded better than it's ever sounded to me.
Yeah, I love
it. I don't like Fairies Wear Boots.
Yeah. I'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay.
What? No, okay. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go back to 2005. Billy Idol has a fantastic new album out. This is from his last album called Devil's Playground, and this is called Man of War.
Find yourself in a situation. Man in a mask has changed directions. Arms and legs and paranoia everywhere. You feel your brain split wide open. Friendly fire creates commotion. Limbs and feet and brain everywhere.
That's good, Kyle.
I like that.
I can't recommend Devil's Playground and Kings and Queens of the Underground, his last two albums. I cannot recommend them highly. I love them from both of them from start to finish.
He sounds great, and he's going to be playing here when I'm gone. I'm out of town.
Yes.
And you're
going
to go to that,
aren't
you?
Yeah, Pardo and I have tickets. We're going.
Ah, man.
I think we're on the floor, too, which
oh,
you
fun.
Know, that's we love to be down there in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
Pardo and I, we love mixing it up.
Do you think a lot of guys in the mosh pit will look like Billy Idol?
No.
Will you be dancing with yourself?
A lot of people there will be.
That's jerking off, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully I'll get a signature that night. I don't have it. I don't have his signature.
Have you ever made an attempt?
Nope.
Okay.
I've seen him twice, and both of those times I didn't try. But this is the Wiltern Theater, and you know, you've been there with
yep.
me. It's pretty...
What's
it's pretty good.
What's the over-under of when the shirt comes off? Two
oh,
songs?
He comes out. No shirt.
No shirt?
I say he comes out with a shirt on, but it's literally one button. And then that comes open for song two, and then song three, done.
Right. I call that the Navarro.
The Dave Navarro?
The Dave Navarro. That guy is shirtless.
I've probably said this before, because I can't
and
remember.
Talentless.
This is, This is one and talent. This is episode 186. So I forget sometimes.
Well,
what
when you saw him in the coffee shop or something.
Yes. Yeah. And he had. Oh, so you remember?
I remember that he was wearing fur boots. And
yeah,
no
and like
shirt
a black feather boa. I was like, really? All right.
We get it. You're Dave Navarro.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just,
he's kind of out Navarro himself.
Make your coffee at home.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on to a couple of peace songs.
Yeah. This one is from your boy Ray Davies. From the Working Man's Cafe album.
That's a good
this
album.
Is Peace in Our Time.
It's almost made it.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that a comeback album? What year was that?
That
2000,
was like
2007 on here.
2007. Okay.
He had one before that.
Okay.
He had the Other People's Lives, I think.
Was this before or after he was mugged in New Orleans?
This was, this was after he was mugged.
Okay.
You haven't read his book
yet? He wants Peace in Our Time.
Have you read his book yet?
No, I didn't read his book.
You got to read that. I'll lend it to you.
You got it. Yeah, definitely. I'll
read
it.
It's a good read.
Yeah, I bet. Were you a fan of that album?
I like it, but I don't like it as much as the one that came out before that.
Which one was called?
Other People's Lives.
Oh, okay.
That was a better album.
And he's had one since, I think.
It was, he's had two since. He's had, he did all his hits with a choir.
Oh.
And it was good. It was
really?
Choral music.
Okay.
It was good. And then he had one with, it was his hits, but with, as duets.
Right.
But he's working on a new original album.
And he has said no.
Trios.
Trios,
quartets, barbershop.
Yeah. And he has said no to the Kinks reunion, right? Didn't he say?
No. I think Dave, I don't know what the deal is. Again, I said this, I tweeted this. I wish that Ray and Dave could get along as well as Angus and Malcolm always did.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good for everybody.
Maybe one of them needs dementia.
Dave Davies? Dave Davis.
Yeah. Why are you saying that? Dave Davis? You
think sounds repetitive.
You think his parents put the screws to him?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was Peace in Our Time from the Working Man's Cafe.
All right.
Ray Davies.
I'm going to go back to 2003 with Fleetwood Mac's last full-length album. First album without Christine McVie. This is from the Say You Will album. This is called Peacekeeper.
I'm on the fence on that one.
That song?
Yeah, it just sounds a little, I don't know, sounds kind of like a lot of other songs.
I will tell you the problem with the Say You Will album. The problem
no
with
No Christine McVie?
No, the problem with the Say You Will album is it has 18 songs on it.
And when 10 would have done?
Yes. Because there's definitely 10 great songs on that album, but there's not 18 great songs, sadly.
And are they going to have a new one with her on it?
I hope so. I hope that's the way they're
She's back touring with them.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's what happens. I hope they have.
I gotta see that. I missed them when they were
it's
here.
It's in April. How do we go to that?
I don't know. We'd scrape together $1 million or whatever they're charging.
Well, you still have petty tickets, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah. Are you getting rid of those?
After I took a bath on those, man. Yeah. Okay. I learned a hard lesson. Hard lesson on that one. Don't buy tickets on the assumption that your friends will go. That's my. And StubHub. It failed.
How many did you get stuck?
Failed me.
Did you get stuck with how many?
I didn't get necessarily stuck with them, but I ended up having to unload them for less than what I bought for.
I was supposed to take one. I had the stomach flu.
Yeah, you terrible. Bailed. You failed me hard.
Yeah, I got the stomach flu when we went to see Jerry Lewis. I think that show gave me the flu.
Lady!
I was so disappointed that I didn't get to see that show.
Didn't you catch that from Rick Rubin that night? Was that where?
I might have got something from his beard. Just my parasites in his beard. You're up all with right. Some peace. Bring some peace to this.
No, I think I'm back in. I'm still on war, buddy. I'm on.
You both did a war. You both did a peace.
Oh, we did do a peace. No, I'm sorry.
I'm back to war.
I'm sorry.
And I'm bringing my boys The Who from It's Hard. This is I've Known No War.
That's from It's Hard.
It's Hard.
That's a great album.
It's a great album, and it doesn't get a lot of love.
And you know what? Face Dances is a good album, too.
Also.
I don't know why
Kenny
people...
Kenny Jones albums, people kind of dumped on it. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. And I mean, that was productive for them, because one came out in 81, one came out in 82.
And I saw the It's Hard tour, and that was the one where they said that was the last one. It was going to be it. That was their big farewell, their first farewell tour.
Now we got. Now they're doing the 50th anniversary tour,
which we
got
to go see.
The 50th anniversary farewell tour. Yeah.
Yes,
we do. Joan Jett is opening.
I know.
How awesome is that?
We do have to go see that.
I'd go to that show.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Okay, first of all, you were not invited.
Well, it sounds like Mike's going to get 20 tickets.
Oh, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll get plenty. I'll sell them to you for $5.
We know what's funny is you just brought up Joan Jett. What's my next song, Kyle?
Uh oh,
it's Joan Jett.
And what's it called?
This Means War.
First time I heard this was in the movie The Light of Day, but it's also on her album called Good Music. By the way, that is not a good album. There's a lot of bad music on that album called Good Music.
Title.
It's a deceiving title. One of the few that I don't care for. But let's hear This Means War.
I remember not liking that movie, Light of Day. That was with Michael J. Fox, right?
Right, yeah.
Did they sing this in the movie, or was this just on the soundtrack?
I think this was one in one of the bar band scenes. I think they played it.
Okay, yeah. I just didn't buy Michael J. Fox.
His hair was longer.
Yeah.
He had an earring.
He just does not rock. There's just no.
He doesn't rock ever?
Well, Huey Lewis told him he was too darn loud in Back to the Future.
Look, Huey Lewis... when he was my high school principal, a fucking dick. I hated that guy.
You're just too darn loud.
What do you think about Joan Jett going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I mean, you don't want to get like preferential treatment just because she's a woman, but I think she should. You know, she was kind of a pioneering person. But I mean,
and now I love
as
her.
A solo artist. I don't think she has enough. You know, she had what, a couple hits, I think,
and then she should have gotten in with the Blackhearts.
And then the Runaways were not a good band.
Yeah, she has a lot of hits, but they're mostly covers.
Yeah,
I mean, even I Love Rock and Roll is not an original song by her.
I know. Yeah. But now you're in the same like Linda Ronstadt argument. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. That's
didn't
true.
Write her songs either.
I always think of her as a vocalist. For some
reason,
I'd have
put Jett in before Ronstadt, just based on name alone.
Put Joan Jett in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
they're starting to reach.
Not
I think
Jett the band.
Yeah,
they're starting to reach. Hall of Fame.
I really do think that Chicago should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Sure, why not? I mean, what about Styx?
Sure, and Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
And Journey.
Okay, yeah. But they're not getting any votes? Or
they're not getting enough votes.
Were they too successful? You know what I mean? Critics hated all those bands. That's probably why.
Maybe not Cheap Trick, though.
No. But they hated Styx. Yeah, always.
Yeah, they hated Styx.
And that's who votes, really. It's the writers.
I cannot believe Cheap Trick isn't getting in.
I think eventually you'll get to the time where it'll be like, okay, now we have to put these people
in. I even think Joan Jett would say, well, I think Cheap Trick should be in before me.
Yeah, well, but you're a victim of your own success. I mean, like Velvet Underground never had a hit, you know, but they were like one of the first ones in there.
Yeah, you're right. It's weird. I don't know how it did.
It's all the critics. It's all the critics, man.
Fuck those critics, man.
I mean, like, Nine Inch Nails was eligible this year. I don't know. I don't think they would have gotten in. Well, Trent, but yeah.
But Green Day got in.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's strange.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Weird. I mean, yeah. I mean, some of these bands that get in their first year of eligibility.
First off, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sucks. It looks like the Louvre. It looks like
Have you been there?
It looks like the Louvre.
I've been there a couple times in Cleveland.
A shitty Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is there anything in there?
And then it looks like the Wall.
There is some stuff, yeah.
Like
but
it's all Sgt. Pepper outfits and Elvis costumes and then just like shitty CDs for like a dollar.
I'm in the biggest Hard Rock ever. You know what I mean?
$20.
All they're missing is like casino card tables.
I've never.
Yeah,
I was bummed out that
there's more stuff in a Hard Rock. To be honest, like there's nothing there.
I was bummed out that the E Street Band got in as the East.
That's silly.
They're a touring entity. They don't really.
And now we're bringing in the Silver Bullet Band.
I know.
When's Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem getting in?
They should be in.
Dr. Teeth's already in. The Mayhem's got to wait.
Yeah. Okay. And then Bruce inducting them, man. He gave like a 15-minute speech for every fucking guy.
And
here's the problem with that. Like every member, everyone that was ever in the E Street Band, like, you know, Vinny Mad Dog Lopez and David Sanchez, these guys that were on the, I think that's his name.
Sanchez.
These guys that were on like his first two albums.
Yeah, Greetings from Asbury Park.
They got in. Okay. But yet Eric Carr and Bruce Kulick and Vinnie Vincent, these guys from Kiss didn't get in.
Well, wasn't that Gene's doing? He didn't want them there?
He said that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would only acknowledge the four original members. And that's bullshit. That's BS.
You believe him? You believe whatever Gene said?
Paul said it too.
How did he say it?
Then let me tell you something. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said, there's not going to be no Vinnie Vincent, there's going to be no Eric Carr, and I call bullshit on that.
My favorite thing is Paul now in interviews, he'll go like, yeah, we were in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year, and they hate us. They hate us.
They think we suck. And let me tell you something. We do. But we got money in the bank, and I got Folgers coffee.
I saw that YouTube video.
It's freaking ridiculous.
Folgers coffee ad.
And then that's crazy. Ace is in a Dunkin' Donuts ad.
I did see that one.
Oh,
that was more funny. You know, he's just playing his guitar.
Ace would do anything to get money for drugs.
But the Paul Stanley one is supposed to be like romantic in some weird way. And
it's like an acrobat. And he's in like a pirate
crazy
shirt.
Peter Criss is in a Frisky's Buffet ad. For kitty food.
What did I say last night? He would be, you would see him like in a Depends ad.
Okay, I'm up.
I just played a war song, so you're
going
to play.
I'm going.
So you're probably
going
to play peace.
Back
song.
To the peace, my brother.
You hippie.
This is a shout out to April, who may or may not be listening. Do you think she's listening?
Is this her jam?
This is one of her jams. This is her boy, Elvis Presley. Elvis did a lot of gospel stuff, and he was a big fan of that. And this is an old spiritual that I also have a copy of Johnny Cash doing this in Folsom Prison. This is Peace in the Valley.
And in that, that is as black as a sea. Oh, yes. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble, trouble I see. There will be peace in a valley for me.
There you go. We got spiritual on you. Did you guys ever sing in church? Did you guys go to, you guys went to church?
You went to church.
Oh, it was Catholic though, right? There's no good music in there.
No.
No, it's all hymns and
bullshit. It's all depressing. Yeah,
it's terrible.
And you got Southern music like that.
Got to see a guy that was just had his ass kicked hanging up on a cross.
Get his ass kicked?
He did.
What you call it?
Well, yeah, he just had his ass kicked is what happened to him before they put him on the cross. They whipped him through town and then they...
Yeah.
You saw the Passion of the of Christ, right?
I actually never saw
I did not see
it,
no.
They took a field trip to see that, but it was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was like, not...
Took a field trip?
No, like the Sunday school did. And I was like, I'm not going to that.
How far away were the theaters in your town?
So my mom like, oh, you should see it. I go, I don't want to see a guy get whipped to his flesh comes off.
I didn't even show my parents the permission slip. And then they just assumed that my parents were like very anti-violence and didn't want me to see that.
Good idea. Good call.
I stayed home and watched Reservoir Dogs or something.
It's a good call.
The Catholic side of me was interested. The Jew side, no way going to that film.
Fuck that. Fuck that voice. I
reading backwards and everything.
Oh God, craziness!
If anyone, any of the listeners know that I, anytime I can play some solo Mick Jagger, I do it because I love.
And they thank you for it.
I love that solo catalog. This is from his '87 album, Primitive Cool, produced by Dave Stewart. And I could have gone either way with this because there's a song on here called War Baby.
Oh,
but I went with Peace for the Wicked. On Rock Solid.
Yes. A life of passion. South America.
Germany.
There's a place I rally. Got to show you.
Turn that up, crank that Jagger up.
It's down the alley, rally, get away. Take me. So sad.
Sounds like he's covering a B-52s song.
Well, he's not.
Boy, does that scream 80s.
That's 1987. Cow. Got some great players on that album.
Was there a hit on that album? What was the hit?
Let's Work and Throw Away.
Repeating. Was there a hit on that
Say
album?
You Will. You want you like, did any of these chart?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Would I recognize anything off that album?
I think you would.
Is War Baby right before that?
No, it closes it out.
Oh, okay. I thought he did like back to back, like as a.
I think you might know Let's Work.
A double shot of war.
Let's
like
work.
War and Peace.
Be proud, stand tall, touch the clouds.
Is this a children's
keep going.
Song?
Man and a woman, be free.
Don't.
Let's work, kill poverty.
Oh, man.
It's political.
You know, I'm not going to borrow that from you.
Produced by Dave Stewart. Engineered by. Ed Stasium?
That means nothing to me. Or anybody else. Listen. Good. Ed Stasium. He's my favorite engineer.
He produced some of the early Ramones albums.
Okay. Well, then, fine. Well, then he should have added some balls to that, that neon glowing 80s turd
was
you just dropped.
Was he asleep when he was engineering?
You act like I played Ruthless People.
Great movie. Horrible song.
Your turn. Come on.
All right.
Well, that's a good topic. Great movie.
Great
horrible
movie.
Song.
Horrible song. Sure.
That is a good topic. Great movie. Horrible song. What about
Titanic?
What about Oh, you can go the opposite way too? Horrible movie. Great song.
It
might be more of that.
Light of Day.
There you go. Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm. What a, oh boy.
Anything from the Spirit Stallion of the Sinner?
Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School. That movie.
That was a bad movie.
Blows.
Detroit Rock City.
Detroit Rock City. There's another one.
But Rock and Roll High School is unwatchable, yeah, in my terrible. Opinion.
PJ Souls, though, she's not unwatchable.
She is now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to balls this up again. I'm going to go with some Clash from Give Him Enough Rope. This is English Civil War.
All right.
Put your neck on my bed, over Denver, ta-da. It's coming by bus or underground, ta-da.
There was about three Clash songs I could have brought in.
Actually, I brought another one. So if you would, Kyle, if you would flip my next song with the Clash song, and let's play from the UK edition of their first album. This is called Hate and War.
I almost brought this in. I liked it. Love that song.
You know, April Richardson's on a private jet right now.
Well, I saw that photo. Where? Why?
I can't tell you. Well, I can tell you off the air.
Really?
Yeah. And she tweeted, deal with it, poppers.
Yeah, that was a great tweet.
Because I had sent her, I had tweeted earlier, you had sent pictures of that jet. or I emailed her or something. But I texted her. But she was supposed to record with me tonight. But something a little bigger.
Oh, I hope that can benefit the show in some way down the road.
Not at all.
Not at all. not one iota will it. Okay, you're up with some peace. Bring the peace.
Oh, I'm bringing some peace. This is, we're going to represent U2. Yeah, you're holding up two.
Which one? There's two. I had two U2 peace songs.
This is from How to Dismantle
Were
an
they
Atomic
both
Bomb.
Of shit?
Wow. Did you hear what you said?
Yes, I heard it. I ignored it. This is Love and Peace or Else.
I do like this song.
I like that. I've also played Peace on Earth from All That You Can't Leave Behind.
Oh, right.
A little mellower, but All That You Can't Leave Behind, that might be my favorite U2 album. I love that album.
I like that one better than this one, actually, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb.
Yeah, but this one's good, too.
Well, no, I'm not saying they're bad, but no. I'm with you on that, on your favorite there.
Yeah, I really like that one. So now what are we bringing? We're bringing some hate.
Yeah, back to war.
Bring the hate.
What? No. It's your piece. Mike went first. He just played a piece. So
you know I'm
piece.
Coming down off piece. Of a Chardonnay high, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is this is a great album. I think Mike will even agree that Welcome Interstate Managers.
Love it.
By Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne. Album.
This is Peace and Love.
Peace and love. That's all I'm thinking of, baby. Peace and love. Distant galaxy, wondering if there's someone out there staring back at me, singing peace and
I can tell the look on your face, Kyle. You do not care for the Fountains of the Wayne.
No, I don't mind it.
Right. The guy can write a catchy song.
Your
catchy
face,
3-minute
your
song.
Face would indicate different.
I was trying to think of what other band from that time that they sounded like, but I can.
Is Weezer still good?
No, they have one good album. That's it. They have the Blue album, and that's it.
I thought the green album's good, isn't
it? It's okay. It should have been an EP.
The new album's not good?
No. They haven't had a good album. Make Believe's okay.
That was produced by Rick Rubin.
Yeah. And then the rest are terrible. Ratitude, awful. The one with the guy from Lost on it, Hurley, blows.
What about that Red album with pork and beans on it?
Boo. I'd rather starve.
Than have their pork and beans? Yeah.
He's an odd guy, isn't he? That the Weezer dude.
Yeah, he went to Harvard.
Rivers Cuomo?
He went to Harvard and wrote worse songs.
His name is Rivers. Is that his real name?
I don't care.
Cuomo? Perry Cuomo. I think that's his dad.
Yeah, exactly.
The singing barber.
Oh, it's time for war.
Is it back to me? Oh, it is back to me.
It appears that Rivers is his real name.
We're going to start some war.
Oh, it's war time, buddy.
Bring on your American Sniper and your Unbroken. Did you see either one of those movies?
No.
Unbroken, I would see over American Sniper.
I have no desire to see American Sniper. Something about it just looks...
He's good in it, but the movie blows.
It looks like a movie for douchebags.
Yeah.
Oh, then Mike, you'd love it.
Oh, wow.
Unbroken's good. Unbroken's good.
Yeah, it just seems like a slog, though. You know, like a commitment.
I understand.
Like,
have you seen that you like?
You didn't want to see Jesus get beat up. I'm going to see this guy get beat up for 2 hours.
That's because this guy's real.
Send all emails to Pat Francis.
Oh, my mom cracks me up so much. She'll be like, "This is what my mom will say." Okay, like I'll say, she'll go, "Do you like that Tom Cruise?" And I'll go, yeah, I love him. He's my favorite. I love him. She'll go, isn't he into that Scientology? Okay, now my mom doesn't know one thing about Scientology.
Right.
She doesn't know one thing about it. And quite frankly, I don't either. But she casts a blanket judgment.
Absolutely.
About...
Because it's different and it's evil.
And because she doesn't know anything.
Different is bad.
And then I say to her, I go, oh, and our religion with the guy that walks on the water and does the magic with the wine and
the
fishes,
talking snake. And
that's cool. And then she'll say, well, that's true because that's in the Bible.
I believe.
And then I'll say, yeah, the Bible
exist.
Is a book like Alice in Wonderland's a book.
Over magic.
What did you say?
I said, I believe that aliens exist over magic.
I do too.
Well, we could do that. Like, we could be there all day. I mean, you've read about Mormons. I mean,
well, no, exactly.
The way the Mormon religion started.
Scientology
crazy. You hear the story.
Is above Mormonism for me
crazy.
On the believability list.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, only 150 years ago or something. It was.
Yeah, all religions.
Supposedly,
are...
we kind of knew better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the magic tablets with my magic glasses.
And I went and dug out the hole.
Can we go?
Shut up.
Oh, really? Do you have the glasses on you? Oh, no. They're in the...
I shoved them back up my ass.
Do I believe there's a higher power? I absolutely do. Do I know what that is? I have no idea. So just be a good person.
Oh, look at this.
Don't start war.
And this has been the Sunday Hour.
Let's have peace.
Pat Francis.
Great cue up for Mike's war song.
Yeah. Okay. This is, you know what? It is, because this is a war on war.
All right.
This is Wilco.
Oh.
War, it's a war on war. There's a war on you're going to lose. You have to lose. You have to learn how to die. Watching the miles flying by. You are not my top rider, but you could be my demon moving forward through the flaming doors.
Shout out to some Chicago boys.
Wilco from Chicago.
Wilco, yeah. Well, originally Jeff Tweedy, Uncle Tupelo came up to Chicago when we were living there.
Oh, really?
Back in the early 90s. They were the hot thing. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. They were the big band.
I don't. I was wearing a fringe leather jacket and a headband. Like,
I do remember that.
I don't think I was.
That I do remember. And that was not the big thing.
I got to find some pictures of that. I look like Axl Rose Light.
Wait, you still wear a headband.
When I play tennis, I do. Absolutely. To keep the sweat off my brow.
Mm-hmm. McEnroe style.
That's right. Yeah, McEnroe style.
Oh, he wore a sweatband. You wear a...
No, he would wear a... He wore an
Axl Rose bandana.
He wore a bandana from time to time, it's also. Like John McEnroe would.
What's that guy's name? Indy Roddick? Doesn't he wear a headband? I don't know.
That guy's a pussy. I like McEnroe.
No, you're Brett Michaels on the court. That's what you are.
If I ever get Brett Michaels in here, we're going to do a video segment where he shows us how to fold our bandana before
and put your wig on.
And put the wig on, the weave.
He's not going to come in now. Or as Pardo would say, look, that guy's wearing two hats. Actually, three. He puts the wig on, then the bandana around the wig.
And then the hat.
And then the hat. Look, if Brett Michaels can look me straight in the eye and tell me that he's not wearing a wig, I will say okay. Because he couldn't possibly do it. Swear on his children.
Well.
He's not wearing a wig. Oh, look. Let me tell you something. That's my new character. I like to talk about
that. Is that Brett Michaels? Oh, my God.
Okay, look. We've had a lot of guests in here.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks ago, I had Ricky Warwick, lead singer of Black Star Riders, lead singer of the touring incarnation of Thin Lizzy. And this guy was fucking great. He was the sweetest guy, the nicest guy. And he's a guy, he looks like a hellion. When you just, if you saw him on the street.
I did see the photo. He looked like a rough character.
You'd say, to cross the street. Do not talk to that gentleman.
Couldn't be nicer.
Couldn't be nicer. Sweetest guy.
That's so great to hear.
Brought his guitar in, sang songs for us, talked about anything I asked him, he talked about. He was great. So I'm going to play a song from his band Black Star Riders from their debut album, All Hell Breaks Loose. This is called Before the War.
I don't know nothing about nobody or no one. The whiskey keeps me talking till my money's all gone. The only soul I have is in these worn-out shoes. I'm just another monkey that's on the juice. Now I got a new pair of boots, a rifle I can keep, a tattooed sacred heart, a paycheck each week. I'm a fighter, not a lover, a rolling stone. A girl I never met sends me letters from back home. Before the war,
I like it. But man, you can totally see how he got the gig with Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds so much like Phil.
It's so funny. On his solo albums, he doesn't sound like Phil, but he says he's not doing an imitation, but he tries to, you know. He says, I know I can sing like Phil, so for this stuff I do. But he told me when they come, he goes, when we play in town again, he goes, you're my personal guest. He goes, you come, you bring whoever you want to bring.
Awesome.
Bring 100 people.
Yeah. Bring 100 people. Look.
Do you know when it is? When are they
No, they don't have any dates yet. The last time they were here was May. They have a new album coming out.
Yeah, it comes out like 2 weeks?
2 weeks from this from this air date. So.
Are they the guys that did kind of do the summer festival kind of thing with a bunch of other bands?
They mostly play over in the UK and places. They only...
Thin Lizzy was much bigger over there, it seems.
Yeah, even he said that. He goes, you know, in America, it was Jailbreak and the boys are back in town, and that's about it.
That is.
Which is funny, because you would think that their next album after that, people would have got on the wave. I mean, at that point, that was their sixth album. Jailbreak was their sixth album.
Well, they were an oddity as well back in Europe, because they were Irish,
yeah.
Which was, they didn't, weren't too many Irish bands. At the, well, you had Van Morrison and come out of there. And then
an African-American... front
yeah
man.
I mean they were a novelty
yeah it, but
they're good
but they're,
I mean,
amazing.
Not a novelty act, but I mean, like, they stood out.
Yeah, great band.
Yeah,
so
Rock and Peace,
he was fantastic. Yeah Rock and Peace. So, and I asked him how you say it, because someone over in Dublin told me to say
Linnet,
but he told me Scott Gorham, who was in Thin Lizzy, it's like, why not? It's Lie Not.
Okay, good.
Lie Not. Why
so
not?
We've been saying it right the whole time.
Yeah, Lie Not.
And then you screwed it up.
Yeah, because I believe these guys in Dublin. These guys were pulling the wool over the Americans' eyes.
Well, they did look like they were going to beat you up.
They did. You saw the picture of the Irish Mike Siegel.
I did see that. Yeah.
Literally, when we walked down the street, and I said to Pilar, I mean that picture, not but when I said, I go, "There's the Irish Mike Siegel." She was like, "Oh my God, got to get a picture of him." And he looked. Then when we got close, he looked tough. He looked rough.
Yeah. Then I saw the photo. I was like, "Oh, I don't know how I was supposed to take that."
But we said, "Hey, you look like our friend from We're from America. You look like our friend. Can we get a picture?" He goes, "Bring it in." And he was like the nicest guy.
He was a big dude. He was big.
Have you ever
been in a bar fight?
No. I can't say I have.
You?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I have not.
I was in a... I with Jimmy Dore, but it wasn't... I mean, we got thrown out. I mean, we got...
I was there.
Were you fighting?
I helped break it up.
Yeah, they threw us... I mean... What's that?
They like grab you by the seat of your pants and the scruff of your shoulders and like threw you out like in a cartoon.
Yes. I'm going to tell you. Yes. The next thing I knew.
No, they didn't. I was there.
It felt like they threw us out the door.
They just hustled. Everybody just got hustled you out.
It felt like
both
I got
of
hustled.
You.
I like to
so
say
you got that. In a fight with Jimmy Dore or you.
Yeah, but I don't think I even threw a punch. I don't think I even threw a punch.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I got hit in the mouth and then I know that I refused to get in the car with you and Jeff Lucas.
That is true.
That's, I mean, absolute. And you know what? You guys kept saying, "Just get in the car." It was in the winter, and it was a long walk.
It was a long walk,
and
we didn't have cab money back then.
No, and literally about 5 minutes after you guys said "fuck it," because you should have,
right?
Because I would not get in.
And then your sense came, and you're like, oh,
"I was like,
no.
Jesus!" And there's no cell phones either. It wasn't like, "Hey, guy, text, okay, come get me." I was like, "Fuck." That was a fucking long walk. So it was
you get
so,
home at 2 in the morning.
It was such a long walk that I wasn't even sure.
Did you end up walking the entire way
yes.
from Burton Place to our house?
I wasn't even sure if I knew if I could, the directions to get there. I wasn't even sure if I could get back there.
I think
there.
We had just moved in. We had just moved in like that day. So it was literally like the first weekend.
So you two were living together?
Yeah. We were sharing an apartment.
Bongiorno.
And
here's what I remember too.
And I was like, "Oh, this is going to be a long lease."
I was in my pajamas and I was watching a movie. And it was a Saturday night that I was not doing stand. I wasn't working. It was that rare time that happens sometimes. And Jeff Lucas called me. He goes, "Hey, we're going to Burton Place." I go, "No, I'm in for the night, dude." And he goes, "No, I'm coming over. You're going out." I go, "I'm not going out. So don't come over." And then he came over, and I went out. And then. What a shit night then it was. I'm like, why didn't I just stay in the house? All right. So it's your
turn. Our deluxe apartment in the sky.
It's a nice apartment.
It was a nice apartment. Okay, where are we? We're on war?
I just played a war song.
No, we're on peace. I'm on peace. Okay.
Keep us on track, Kyle.
I'm representing. We got to have some Beatles represented if we're going to talk about peace. I'm sporting my John Lennon hoodie today, giving out some love. Didn't he just have a birthday, maybe?
No, he's dead. Know. You don't have a birthday when you're dead.
No, they're still celebrating people.
My favorite is someone goes, "Yeah, he'd have been 103 today."
No, he
probably not.
Nah.
No,
yeah.
He wouldn't have been.
But this is George Harrison with "Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth."
Give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope. Heavy load, trying to touch and reach you with heart and soul.
Classic, we all know it.
Yep.
Great song.
Yep, that's a great tune.
1973.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever we play
Rock
song,
and Peace.
Whenever I look at these... you know, these dates of some of the song, like the song I'm going to play right now is 2001. It doesn't seem like it's that long ago to me, but it definitely is.
Are you calling it audible?
No, this is, right after before the war should be, little Johnny Cougar.
Well, I mean, I can decipher, but no, that's not how I have it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's do that. I think this is the last good John Mellencamp song. Maybe the last good John Mellencamp album.
What was the album?
Cutting Heads.
I don't know.
And then they cut his wife's head.
What?
What? What are you talking about?
Does it make Ryan's face all messed up?
It's not his wife. And it certainly wasn't his wife in 2001.
I don't know.
How many wines did you have?
No kidding.
None.
You had wine.
Oh, no. I thought you said wives.
No, wine.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Nate.
I hate two.
What is with your family? The biggest lightweights I've ever seen.
Pretty bad. We were playing over Christmas.
I can hold my liquor.
Over Christmas. I was home for a week, the week after Christmas, and Kyle was home. And they wanted me to drink all the time.
That's what they do back there.
Well, no, they don't. No one ever drinks.
So they're your house? Busting it out.
No.
So
I had like, it was that third drink. What was that stuff we were drinking?
Frangelico.
Have you ever had that?
Yeah, it's a liqueur that you don't drink it on its own.
His dad was going to make me
put it in your coffee.
Well, he was going to make me an eggnog with it, but before he goes, here, do a shot of it. No one ever does. I didn't even know they had a shot glass in their house. No one ever does a shot. That might have been the first shot done in your house since maybe you and Casey had a party.
Yeah, Casey doesn't drink because he's a prude, but... No, the shot glass they used was my shot glass because it was a Batman shot glass.
No, why did I did a shot? No one else was doing it. It wasn't like, hey, we're all doing shots.
Like, hey, take a shot.
Take a shot of this. And I just did it.
Maybe they wanted you to lighten the hell up.
And
how about that?
Then they brought me a Frangelica with some drink with eggnog, and I drank that thing down, and I literally said, I think I'm going to throw up.
And didn't my dad go, really? Don't do it here.
Yeah, don't do it here. Well, where should I do it?
And then they took him and they threw him out with the belt loop.
The scruff of his pants into the snow with Jimmy Dore.
Do you think it's a shorter walk from our house to Anna's?
Yes.
Okay.
From your house to my mom and dad's house, absolutely a shorter walk than this was.
It's probably about 4 miles from the bar to our apartment.
And now it's midnight, right?
Yeah.
And it's in the winter.
I'm trying to remember when you came home that night. It was a while. It took a while.
Came home and put ice on my lip.
Yeah, we're like, what happened?
My lip's all fat.
You didn't grab a pile of snow and put it up to your lip?
Maybe I did. He probably said, hey, how'd you enjoy that walk? Fuck you. Okay, this song is called, this is a great John Mellencamp song, and that guy, as we know, is an asshole. This is Peaceful World.
I see through it now, but I didn't at first. The hypocrites made it worse and worse. Looking down the nose is what people say. These are just words.
Kind of has a little bit of a rap in there.
Yeah.
I
didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
I like the good John Mellencamp songs are great. And
he'll tell you.
And then sometimes not.
And according to him, the others are all great too.
Yeah, he'd tell you they're all great.
Here's a great song I wrote because I'm me.
He's in the hall, right? Rock and roll hall?
I think, I don't know. I think so. Still doing Farm Aid.
I would think, yeah.
Is that helping?
Is it?
I think it's helping.
No. He doesn't get much press anymore, does it? Is Willie still involved? Willie and Waylon?
I think it's always him and Neil Young and Willie.
Yeah.
Yes, he's in the hall.
He is in the hall.
Okay. What year did he go in?
2008.
I bet his induction speech was a piece of shit.
It's 8 minutes and 27 seconds right here on YouTube.
Through it. Probably smoked it. Through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Is he smoking up there at the podium? What a jackass.
Probably.
Are you going to play some of it? No, he's going to play some of his induction speech.
Billy Joel's letting him in.
Oh, they're going to do a retrospective now.
He's not smoking, but he almost goes the wrong way.
Well, he's not.
Oh, wait, he is smoking.
He's a hillbilly.
Oh, he threw it on the ground and stomped it out.
Stomped on it on the stage.
On the stage. What a piece of trash.
Oh, I mean, he was born in a small town.
It's him and Sean Penn. They're in like a disheveled smoke contest, you know? Who can look like they just woke up the most?
What Billy doesn't understand is that in the Midwest, we don't know from Jewish people.
Wow.
You know, they thought he was Italian.
That keeps a laugh in the room.
Yeah. He's not wrong in small town India.
There's no doubt that anybody that he's ever stood up here to accept this award Nobody has put themselves behind the eight ball more than I did.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, we're done.
Look at him. He's already like, look, I've had it tough.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Shut up, millionaire.
You fucking... That million goes a long way in small town Indiana.
Yeah, because he still lives in Bloomington.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you and your model wife who moved back there.
Have you ever worked Bloomington?
Yeah,
I thought that you talked to the locals, and they all hate him. They'll say he's an asshole.
Yeah. Here's a story. I know I've told this one here before. A friend of a friend does some construction type of work. And he got called to Mellencamp's house. And out by his pool area, like, the patio and everything was all busted up. And so he gave him an estimate. And then he asked, like, the guy that worked at Mellencamp's house, like his assistant, he goes, yeah, what happened out here? And his assistant told him, well, when John found out that he wasn't getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility, he went out with a sledgehammer and busted up the patio. You think Bruce Springsteen would do that?
Well, yeah. The patio had a vote. Didn't let him in.
I mean, that is ridiculous. Because you'll get in a year or two.
What is it?
It doesn't mean anything. Must mean something to that smoking hillbilly.
I wish you would
release an album called
Smoking Hillbilly. That's not a bad title. Pretty good.
John Mellencamp. Let us into comedy.
Yeah.
What do you got now? What are you up to now?
War. I'm back to war, friend.
Woo.
This is Matthew Sweet off the Girlfriend album, Holy War.
I spent 20 years learning to live. That takes back all that it gives, but I do not want a war. I don't know what's going on in the scenes behind. I worry about it some of the time, and I hope there's not a war. 'Cause I'm not in for killing another man, defending my holy land as if there's a
great album. Girlfriend. Do you have the Girlfriend album?
I don't have the Girlfriend album.
You going to get on the microphone?
Pat does not have the Girlfriend album. He's informing us.
No, I'm... Now, Murray Valeriano was supposed to stop in today. Because...
You're going to have a guest.
We're going to... Yeah, I'm going to stand up and take a picture and send this to Murray because...
Okay.
He said he was at the Canyon Club. Should I still come? I'm going home. After he said... After his other tweets were like, oh, I'm getting paid and I'll be right over, but I'm going to take a picture so he can see that we had a mic and everything set up for him.
Yeah, now he was supposed to come talk about an event that he went to recently with Mike Siegel.
Yeah. And So can I talk about it?
Or? Yeah, let me. Yeah, but what? So here's the deal. So,
he's performing or was seeing somebody at the Canyon?
I think he was performing out
there.
He was
just jerking off on stage.
I'm going to send this picture. Here's the deal.
That's called his act. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they did comedy over there.
Yeah, once
they
in a while.
Or whatever, whatever Murray does.
They don't. That's why Murray was there.
I like the face that you're making, Mike. That's good. So I talked to Murray and he goes, hey, I can't wait to come on so I can talk about...
The concert we just went to.
The Foo Fighters concert.
Yes.
And I said, oh, well, Siegel's going to be on. I'm taping with Siegel tonight, so he's probably going to talk about it. He's like, oh, man. I go, but I invited him. I said, you can come over, and you guys can talk about it together. And he goes, I'm going to do that. And he did not.
So I can just burn it. I can burn the whole conversation, so he can't even talk about it. But you missed a doozy, both of you.
Yeah, no, Kyle no, and I
what,
had
what happened?
We have tickets to see them in September.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
well, we found out very soon that this was not your average Foo Fighters show.
Well, I didn't think it would be, but I got an offer, but it was like it was too late in the day.
And then even Mike Schmidt texted me and said
he was getting rid of his ticket.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, do I want it? And I said, no, I have tickets in September. I go, Kyle might want to go though. And then he said, okay, I'll check with Kyle. And then he finally got rid of it. To Graham Elwood.
So what happened basically?
Also, though, I was also...
And Graham came with us, with me and Murray.
Were you guys close to each other?
No, well, Mike had a seat.
Yeah.
And we were on the floor.
Well, I get a text.
It was in the round.
Oh, okay.
The forum.
I got two texts in the morning, or a couple texts from Mike Schmidt, because I didn't wake up till late, and it was like, hey, you want to go to a Foo Fighters show? And I had a couple texts, I have a ticket, and then a text from Murray, if you're going to Foo Fighters, pick me up.
So that's great.
Well, and tickets, also, by the way, like this was a, for people who didn't know, this was a
Dave's
impromptu.
Birthday.
It was like a charity thing.
Yeah.
It was for some charities. They announced it on Wednesday.
Yep.
Tickets went on Wednesday night at 7 on Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
they were all $50,
and the
right?
show was Saturday night. And every ticket was $50.
And they played in the round.
In the round.
Now, so. I as soon as I heard about it, I sent April an email, and I said, hey, the Foo Fighters announced, I think the Foo Fighters are playing Saturday, and I'd love to go with you. So so she was sick, but she said she would try. She would contact
Dave. And she's good friends with Dave Grohl.
With Dave Grohl. So eventually, it didn't happen, but she sent me, she copied and pasted a text. This is an actual text from Dave. .. I would, but I only have 20 tickets to my name, and those got eaten up super fast. So at least he did respond to her.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. But anyway, so...
So we get there. Mm-hmm. So it was me and Murray were on the floor, and then Graham came in. We came in the car, but Graham had a seat over there. He kind of sat by himself. He couldn't come down, and we couldn't go. Whatever. But he still had a nice time. So we get there, and they walk out, and first thing Dave says, you guys think this is going to be a fucking Foo Fighters show, don't you? Well, it's my birthday, and we're going to have a lot of guests. So the first guest, and I'm going to bring out my first one right now. This is the first song. Give it up for Paul Stanley. And then we're like, Murray and I look at each other. It's like, Pat said no. How did he say no?
I know.
And Schmidt was dying. I texted him, and it's like, oh, Paul Stanley's like, you're kidding me.
You got to go to find that clip on YouTube so we can play what Paul said when he walked down on stage. You keep talking, Mike.
Okay. So he did two songs. He did Detroit Rock City and then Do You Love Me.
Okay. Those are good.
Yeah. And so Big Hand, he came out. From where I was standing, Paul looked pretty good. Sounded all right.
He does look good.
You can't see. You don't want to see his face up close, I'm guessing. But from a distance, he looks
good. I think he's had a facelift.
I
think
good.
He's had a facelift.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But we should all look, you know, was good in shape as in 60 years.
And whatever. That hair, I don't know if he's had hair transplants. It's not a wig. He wears a wig when he has.
There might be a little weave happening in there.
The kabuki makeup on, but
yeah.
Did you find it?
I don't know. I have to wait for this ad.
Okay.
Yeah, so they did that, and then they played a string of
hits.
A few Foo Fighter songs.
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, I'm going to bring in my next guest. And the next one, boy, I'm going to get the order screwed up there. You can get the set list
I'm
online
looking at
somewhere.
It right now.
I believe
Hold on. Let me look it up. Let me find it before you speak out of turn. Hold on. Pulling it up, Mike. Murray could be cross-talking with you right now if he decided he didn't want to be
here. I'll play.
Okay, so Detroit Rock City, Do You Love Me? Then they played All My Life, Rope, The Pretender, My Hero, and then they're going to sing the traditional Happy Birthday.
Oh, okay. So then he brings out Tenacious D, mm-hmm. Tenacious D and Slash. And they come out and they do Queens, Tie Your Mother Down.
Yep.
And they did The Immigrant Song. The Immigrant Song, Zeppelin. And so Jack Black sang The Immigrant Song, but I think Taylor Hawkins sang Tie Your Mother Down, which was odd.
Oh, cool.
Then they released all these balloons, and Jack Black took his shirt off, showing his impressive Kung Fu Panda gut. And
they looked really fat in the YouTube videos.
And Slash, of course, sounded great. Slash did his Slash thing.
Paul Stanley.
You got the Paul Stanley opener? Okay. What does he say? I can't remember what he said. That's Dave. So we're sitting to the right, or standing, or going.
How you doing? It's Dave's birthday! Happy birthday, Dave!
It's Dave's birthday! Happy birthday, Dave! That's great!
And then the next day, he posted a picture of him backstage with his guitar, and then he said, I got the flu at Dave Grohl's birthday, but it was worth it. He's like, but oh no, I think he said, but last night I had rock and roll pneumonia.
In the boogie woogie, I took a Cipro.
Tenacious D and Slash, and then they did a few more Foo Fighters songs.
Then they did Congregation and Walk.
Congregation is from the new album,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Walk, which is from Wasting Light, and it's great.
Okay.
And Thor.
And from Thor.
And then, they brought out the guy from Queens of the Stone Age, was that then?
No.
Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Alice Cooper came out and sang, of course, you want...
School's Out.
School's Out in 18.
And 18.
And then they played a few more Foo songs.
They did Cold Day in the Sun and Monkey Wrench.
Right. And then the guy from Queens of the Stone Age came out. Yeah. Right.
And you went to the bathroom.
And they sang Two-Headed Dog. Right?
Yes. Yep.
The Rocky Erickson song. And then, he only sang one, which was cool.
And then they did Learning to Fly, White Limo, Arlandria.
And then he brought out Zach Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
And they did two Black Sabbath songs.
NIB.
And one of them was Fairies Wear Boots. When you said that earlier, I was like, oh, I want to say that.
NIB. What does NIB stand for?
Can't remember. Don't know.
Not in my business.
And Zach Wilde is, you know,
he can shred the guitar. Oh.
But I don't know about you, a little shredding for me goes a long way.
Yeah, Zach shreds.
Yeah,
and
he shreds.
He looks like a mountain man too, right?
Yeah, it's like Duck Dynasty's out there shredding. And yeah, I mean, he's good, but a little long for me on Zach. And then so he left.
And then they did Times Like These and Outside, and then. Someone else comes out.
And then, was this the big one? The big surprise?
No, this is a guy from Jane's Addiction.
Oh, yeah, Perry Farrell came out.
And they did a
Jane's Addiction song, and then...
They did
Missing You. Miss You by
The Stones.
Yeah, and he didn't know the words.
Well, then don't do it.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing?
It's almost like they made it up on the spot. Like,
right, what do you got, Kyle?
NIB, it was rumored to have stood for Nativity in Black because of the punctuation put in it.
Ah.
But really, Geezer Butler said he originally... He originally couldn't think of a title, so he just called it Nib after Bill Ward's goatee at the time, which seemed to resemble a pen nib.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
So there you go.
So after Alice Cooper, I kept texting you who was coming up, and then it was crazy. It was too painful for you, so I said, you know, that was the capper. I said, you don't want to hear this.
Something from Nothing, This Is a Call, and then a jam with Trombone Shorty.
Trombone Shorty came out, and if you saw the series... When he did, was in the New Orleans episode, and he held this last note at the end, like it's amazing that it was one breath, and the whole thing just kept going on. And they were doing a call and response with Dave's guitar, and they were it was really kind of cool.
And then they did Best of You,
yeah.
And then here we go.
And then give it up for if I had a bucket list, it would be this guy on it, David Lee Roth. Place goes apeshit. Mike Schmidt is killing himself.
Woo!
And they did
Panama.
Panama and Ain't Talking About Love. And
now, how did Dave sound?
Not good. But
was he the worst guest vocalist of the night?
Yeah, probably.
How did Alice sound? Because Alice keeps it
Alice
together.
Sounded great. Yeah. He sounded great. Yeah, Dave did not sound great. But rocking the bald head, wearing a big hat, wearing like a.
But he didn't take the hat off.
Oh, he did. He owned it. It was clean.
It was clean.
Wait a minute. Bald.
He shaved it the whole way around?
Yeah. Bald. And he copped to it, took the hat off. We thought, it's not like he was trying to cover it up. He took it off.
He should have done that years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy's in amazing shape. Who cares if he doesn't have any hair?
Yeah. So he did a couple songs. He mumbled some nonsense.
Bozy, bozy, bop.
Exactly.
And then Everlong. And then they close it out with...
Lemmy came. They dug him up.
Let It Rock, Chuck Berry tune.
And you could barely hear Lemmy, so...
Oh, look at that. Is that a tattoo on his arm?
Yeah, it could be.
No, that's his sleeve.
So he's out there on the internet now. He's out and proud as a bald man, it seems.
Yeah.
But he was...
33-song set list.
It was great. And it went on almost... It was about 3.5 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah. For $50. Not a bad deal.
Now, Gene Simmons tells me rock is dead.
Not that night,
buddy.
He has
not been to a Foo Fighters show.
Not that night, buddy.
No, he hasn't even really been to a Kiss show, let's be honest.
That same set list. We're going to mix it up for you this year.
And play the same songs we always do.
But it must be a nice life to go, you know, on a Wednesday night, you sell out the Forum just on the spur of the moment, and then 3 days later you're playing to a full packed house.
I wonder, like, because this was for Dave's
just
birthday.
Just for his birthday, yeah.
You think, like, a couple days later, like, the bass player goes, you know, I have a birthday coming up in July. Nah, we're not
We'll
doing
send you
it.
A card.
We're not doing it for your birthday, Nate.
We may do it for Taylor's birthday.
But that's about it. We're the two most well-known people in the band.
So that was a story. That was the Dave Grohl birthday story.
And we are going to get
one of the best concerts I've seen in L.A. for sure.
We are going to get Murray's take on it, but Murray couldn't be here. Now he's got to hear us talking about him.
But there was that anticipation. He goes, I'm going to bring out somebody else, and just like, who's it going to who's it
yeah, I mean,
be?
You start out with Paul Stanley.
You were picking maybe Joe Walsh, which is maybe a
yeah,
good
I thought
call.
Rick Springfield. I thought Joe Walsh. I thought maybe great. Rick Nielsen, because these are all people that were, you know, on
right.
the albums
but at least Walsh
and
Springfield live here.
Yeah.
Rick Nielsen's back in Rockford.
Well, they played the they played the Roxy a couple months ago, and Joe Walsh, he tweeted, yeah. just getting ready to get on stage with Foobah Pick. that's how I read all of Joe Walsh's
tweets. I like
Big
Tits.
What'd he say?
Remember that song, I Like Big Tits, that he used to sing?
I don't remember that.
Oh, my God. You don't own it?
No. That's a real song?
ILBT, buddy. Yeah.
ILBT is a real song?
I Like Big Tits. Sure.
Oh God, I don't know that.
Kyle's going to find it.
All right.
But till then, I think we should play Back to War and Peace.
Okay. What was the last track? I can't even remember what the last... I played John Mellencamp.
I played Holy War by Matthew Sweet.
So it's back to me. Yeah, you play... Okay. What album is this from?
It's on YouTube, I don't know.
We used to play this in my dorm room in college.
I bet you
think
did.
It was hysterical.
Why didn't you guys go out and get some big tits instead of just playing this song? Never heard this.
Come on.
I swear to God. You see him on the street. Yeah, you do. Left and right.
It's from You Bought It, You Name It. That's
right. Wow. I try to look away. Nope. Never heard this song. I have a song from you bought it, you name it, though. Do I? I don't.
Maybe you don't like big tits. Maybe right, that's
so
your
now,
problem.
Now, Mike, what are you playing?
It's my turn. He just played the girlfriend. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with initials BOC, Blue Oyster Cult. Let's hear
sure.
Veteran of the Psychic Wars. All right. So
so much for Blue Oyster Cult.
How much more do you need to hear?
I know. That was good. That was
they
good.
Said it. They said the title. Let's do it. We're done with that. You're up. Peace. Bring us some peace.
Mine's the obvious choice of the night, but I brought it anyway. This is Cat Stevens. High on the peace train, buddy.
Oh, this is an overlap. I was going to close out with this.
I could have saved it. Thinking about the good things to come.
And I believe it could be. We've talked about it here before. He plays a very aggressive acoustic guitar. Not there, but when he strums. Come on, the peace train. Get peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump on the peace train.
Yusuf Islam.
1971, Teaser and the Firecat.
Teaser and the Firecat.
Still sounds great, that song.
It does.
That doesn't get old.
I heard Pardo saw him live and wept. Wept openly.
Well, that's probably true. I don't know. What would I have to see that would move me live to tears?
For him, it was, I think, Father and Son was the... Because he's
it's
got a son.
It's time to make a change. Just relax.
Take it easy.
Take it easy. Okay, peace train. Okay, just we know this one. Just crank it up. People know it immediately.
I love everybody.
How did that not come up on my search, on my iTunes? I must have.
Is the spelling of it in your iTunes the wrong spelling?
Why?
Because it's peace of mind instead of.
It's like P-E-A-C-E of
yeah,
mind.
Instead of.
No, but I do a keyword search for P-E-A-C-E.
Right.
It should have come
but
up, right?
But maybe your song is, maybe for some reason it's P-E-I-C-E.
Oh, I'll have to check.
Like
you
a
mean,
piece.
You mean P-I-E-C-E?
Yes, that's what I mean. I before E, except after C, yeah. Kyle.
I always learned it like you want a piece of pie. P-I-E.
Oh, I like that better.
Clever. Yeah.
Doesn't help you with I'll any tell other you
know, yeah, this is the only one word it works.
This new core curriculum for the kids is great. What they're doing out there right now with teaching.
What, CrossFit to work on their core?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back to war.
This is where I went a little fast and loose with the rules here of this.
Yeah,
but this is a war song, and it's all about war, cowboys and Indians, and it just is a jam and kicks you right in the balls.
Run to the Hills?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Iron Maiden, buddy.
Riding through dust clouds and barren wastes, galloping hard on the plains, chasing the redskins back to their holes, fighting them at their own game. Murder for freedom, to stab in the back, women and children, the cowards attack.
Get the Redskins. I just remember that video. It was just like all that old time, like black and white cowboy movie
yep.
footage.
There was a lot of stock footage used in videos back then.
Oh yeah.
Just throw some shit in there.
I don't know. I don't think the band was in the video at all.
I think they're
were
in,
they?
I don't know. They might not be.
It was like all old movie clips. Cowboys and Indians.
What do you think about the Washington Redskins? What do we do?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, think about it. That stills the name after all.
So you don't think it
they
should
changed
be
the Washington Bullets basketball team yeah. to the Wizards because they didn't like the Bullets promoted.
Shootings.
Right.
But this is okay.
Do you think they should change it to the Washington Skinheads?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Well,
the Nazis.
They could call it. They could be the Tomahawks, the Washington Tomahawks. Would you be okay with that?
Well, I mean, there's Indian mascots in a lot of sports. I mean, yeah. But there's still the Cleveland Indians one isn't that great either because it's like that smiling.
Oh, that's like a crazy
Sambo.
I know that's.
Oh
bad.
My God, it's terrible.
But how come no one's coming
Chief
down?
Wahoo.
On that? Why isn't
when I was
coming
a kid,
down
though,
on that?
They do. Some of them do. But this is. I think it's the Skins and the title.
The Tomahawk job.
Yeah.
Okay. What? How about
that's
this?
Terrible too. You watch the Braves and they do that. That war chant.
How?
That's insulting. It's all insulting.
Okay. However, Florida State, they're the Seminoles, but they got like the blessing of the Seminole tribe.
Yeah,
and now they have like a less.
Same thing with the Illini.
Yeah. How they have this? Like a less racist looking. They have
right.
like, a pretty accurate.
What if
logo
they just
now?
Called them the Washington Arrows and they had like.
Or like Arrowheads.
The Washington Arrowheads.
There's the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, there's. Yeah. I mean, they use them, but yeah, it's the skins in the word that just. Redskin was like a derogatory term,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll ever change it?
They also have shitty colors.
Yeah.
That maroon and like gold.
They should do it now while they suck. And just like, we're going to do a clean slate.
Yeah.
Get a new
yeah.
team. And yeah.
Call themselves the Cowboys.
It's ridiculous. It's, yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll be the Washington Slave Owners.
That's just one of those things you look back because there was a minor league team. Remember Pekin, Illinois?
I think, yeah.
It was like a horribly racist
yeah,
small
yeah,
town
yeah, yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
Illinois, and they had a minor league baseball team. It's P-E-K-I-N is
yeah.
the name of it.
What were they called?
The Chinks. The Pekin
oh.
Chinks.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Up until like the
what?
50s. Yeah. Look
the
it up.
Chinks?
That was the minor league team.
What was their logo?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. A takeout.
Oh, here we go.
Takeout with chopsticks.
Takeout tub. That's terrible,
oh,
fortune
it was
cookie.
Terrible. Yeah.
Kyle, you're falling asleep, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just looking this up.
You get a logo for the Chinks, Pekin Cheeks.
Did you find it? Oh, there it is.
Class cool. of 7. This says class of 71.
Oh, it might have been the high school mascot.
Maybe. It's like a dragon.
Yeah.
It still says like, Chinks on it.
Just name it. Just
it is a Chinese
it,
dragon.
Pekin Dragons.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. Pekin Dragons my favorite Chinese restaurant.
What are we on? So that was my Fast and Loose with the War.
All right. All right. I got a war song. This one rocks too, I think. This is from Use Your Illusion number 2. This is Guns N' Roses with Civil War.
Who said peace could last forever? And in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see. So I never fell for Vietnam. We got the wall of deceit to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. When everybody's fighting for the promised land.
Speaking of headbands,
that's right. So, you got an Elvis Costello song coming up next?
I don't. How many more do we have left? This has been going on a while.
I only have one more. Okay. Well, I have to call an audible because you played Peace Train.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull one out of my.
I have two Peace and two War left. So
that was a war. You play a piece, I'll play a piece, and then he'll play us out.
Okay. I'll play a song just called Peace by Los Lobos from the Kiko album.
A man standing on the street, shouting loud above the crowd.
You know the San Diego Beaners, right?
Everyone around, oh yeah. See a man who loved his land, lying lifeless on the ground. Said the time is now to bring peace to the world. Say yeah.
All right, and then I will play. I have three versions of it here. I'll play the one.
Three versions?
Yeah, I have Peace, Love, and Understanding. What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding?
Sure.
I have Elvis Costello's version.
You got Nick Lowe's version?
I have Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs.
Oh.
And I have Nick Lowe's version. So which one should I play?
I almost brought the A Perfect Circle version of that.
Really?
Hmm. I think you give a shout out to the guy who wrote it.
All right.
Let's play Nick's.
I will do that as I scroll through to find something that was right in front of my face. Okay, here we go. This is Nick Lowe, his version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Oh, hey, whoa.
What
happened? Hold on. I'm not editing this. Where is it? What happened to it? Did I just delete it? Seriously, I do not know what it just. I was playing.
You had a glass of wine 2 hours ago.
Here we go.
Say it like I've only heard him do it acoustically live. I've never heard that. Where was that version from?
This is on a best of Nick Lowe album called the new best of Nick Lowe. It's called Quiet Please ... the new best of Nick Lowe.
Because okay, I had the old best of one called Basher.
Yeah, and it's not on there.
No.
So yeah, you can buy that on. I bought that on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
So it's good.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So am I down on my last one?
Yes.
War, my last war song. I got two to choose from. Let's just go to the last one.
Wait, you're done.
No, I thought you were done.
You were done.
No, I got a battle one left, I thought. I thought I had
no,
a war
he said
one.
No,
you started, and so you just played a piece, and I played a piece. You had something great you want to play.
I thought we had one of each.
You can play out with something.
I don't have another. I mean, I could find one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Do you want to play a war one?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Kai will play us out.
All right.
I'll sit here with my thumb up my ass.
You do that. Well, this is a version, again, a little fast and loose with the rules, but this has battle in the title. How about that? No?
What am I going to do? You're going to play it? What, am I going to not let you play it?
This is the Zeppelin's Battle of Evermore, played by Heart, live.
Oh, this is good.
I like their version of it. So.
Night is long, the beats of time pass slow. Our eyes on the sunrise, waiting for the eastern glow. The pain of war cannot exceed the woe of aftermath. The drums will shake.
That Nancy Wilson gives me a heart on.
The ring rays ride in black. Right on.
Kyle just threw up in his mouth.
War is the calling. Right on. To give you sword, no comfort here. The violent night, the night the face so cold. Dance in the dark night.
What is the over-under that Murray doesn't come to poker tomorrow night?
You know what? It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
It's a game time decision, I think. There'll be an audible there.
I cannot believe he didn't show up here. I mean, we've...
Can you not believe it?
Well, here's the deal. I should read you the... I think I just deleted his whole text.
I just deleted him from my phone.
I just deleted his whole... But like,
you can air out the dirty laundry right here on the show.
Well, he was like, well, I didn't hear back from you. We talked about it all week. Come down. He knows we started at 9:30. He knows how long we record for.
Has capabilities of texting you and asking if you're.
Well, he did.
Recording.
He asked me. He said, "So should I come down?" I mean, how many times do I have to tell you yes? You know what I mean? Like how many yeses do you need? Yes, we're here. Come down.
Like you probably had to stay late and sign autographs. You know,
I mean, if he was tired,
I thought you had to stay late and clean up.
If you're tired and you don't want to come down, that's cool. Just say, "Yeah, I'm beat. I'm not going to come down." But I didn't hear from you. So now it's not my fault. Come down. We have the mic set up for you.
You blew it. You blew it.
I would have led with the Foo Fighters stuff.
Did he say anything about the photo you took with the empty chair?
Well, I think he did say something, but I didn't. Okay. I think that's when he said, I didn't hear back from you.
Oh, well, we were working. If you call this work.
Don't worry. You cannot talk to him at poker tomorrow if he doesn't show up.
So crazy. I don't get it.
Your next meeting, your next recording, have him show up. You don't show up. That'd be weird, huh? I got tired.
Okay, I'll do it. Look, thanks, Mike, as always. Fun times.
Thanks for having me.
Good times. War and peace. Jamie Whitlock did the artwork. Great job, Jamie.
Can we just say in 2015, a little more peace, a little less war out there, world? Let's do it.
Do you want to plug your dates again, Mike?
Oh, yeah. So the 2nd through the 8th. In Las Vegas.
I thought he was
Planet Hollywood.
Name girls that he's dating.
But any ladies want to show up to Planet Hollywood?
He's plugging those dates.
Yeah. Since. plugging. Hey, come on.
That's good.
The 2nd through the 8th. At Sin City in Planet Hollywood. And the 17th through the 21st in Chicago for the 17th and 18th, and St. Charles, Illinois, both at Zanies.
How many shows there at Zanies? So you do 4 on a Saturday?
No, downtown you still do 3 on a Saturday.
Jesus,
that's a long
Christ.
That's a long night.
You forget what you've said.
Yeah,
you're
tired of your own voice by the third show. The crowd's tired. You're tired.
You have a sore throat from talking so much.
Yeah.
Couldn't be cost effective.
No.
What time does that last show start?
I believe it starts about 11:15, 11:30.
That's too late. That's too late for comedy. Don't work at that time. Comedy don't work.
Well, not for married guys who with daughters sitting at home.
Yeah, comedy don't work. find us at therocksolidpodcast.com. That's where Andrew Rich writes all the show notes. We have a new email address, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com.
And traveltalespodcast.com.
That's right. Travel Tales from Mike. Mike, where do we follow you on the Twitter?
Funny Mike and Travel Tales Pod.
Excellent. Like us on Facebook. Write a nice review on iTunes. Thanks to everyone who has been sending in topic ideas. I promise we're going to get to these. Follow us at Rock Solid Show. Follow Kyle at Kyle Dotson Funny. Follow me at Pat underscore Francis.
Call the number. Leave us a message.
That's right.
330-81 Rocks.
I always want to say 330-81 Rolls, but we don't have that.
We should try and get that.
We just have the Rocks. You don't check the one number. Have you been updating the Spotify at all?
I have.
You have been?
Yeah.
Well, how do people go to that?
You can follow us at Spotify at Rock Solid Show. So I'll start posting the links on the Facebook
page. So let me ask you something. So they'll go there. They can get the most of the playlist of what we played.
Usually most of it. Like a lot
there's
of stuff.
Sometimes
like,
there's some obscure
there's
stuff.
There's never any AC/DC stuff on there, and never any like Beatles stuff.
Mm-hmm. And no Taylor Swift now.
Yeah, no Taylor Swift.
What if I play something really crazy obscure? Would that be on there?
Sometimes I'm pretty surprised at what's on there, and then like I'm also very surprised at like what's not on there.
So you're doing your best to mimic what we've played here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Good to know. All right, Kyle, you got a play out for us. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Kyle.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks.
This is from Sick Puppy's 2009 album mm-hmm. called Tripolar, and the song's just called War.
What's it good for?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Get up!